FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
This is Second Amendment Radio, a program that delivers updates on firearm news as well as answers some of your questions on the topic. And now, alongside Aaron Tarlow, here is the host of Second Amendment Radio, Tony Colombo.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio here on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo in studio with producer Chad Ellis. My partner Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, is out on location, on assignment, solving mysteries and stopping crime somewhere in this great land. Aaron will be back with us next week. Still got a lot to go talk about, a lot to do on this edition of Second Amendment Radio. Coming up in the next segment, we are going to check in with our buddy Mike McCleary. He is the owner of Intervine, one of the fine sponsors of this program. Intervine, of course, makes the brightest, longest-lasting LED camping lanterns and flashlights available. They have an amazing customer service dedication. All their products come with a 5-year, no questions asked warranty, and they have a 4.9 out of 5 rating on Amazon, and that is not an easy thing to do. So I'm looking forward to talking to Mike about the, getting his thoughts on why the customer service is so important to him. I mean, obviously, customer service should be important to every business, but unfortunately, it's not, or it doesn't appear to be, at least. Why flashlights? Why did he go into this business? And I'll tell you what, I've known Mike for years and just started doing, you know, commercials and talking about him on the radio, for the last few months. But I've used the Intervine products for years, and they are amazing. They have lanterns and flashlights that just are brighter, longer lasting. They have features on them. Some of them are phone chargers. I'm a big fan of the headlamps that they have there, and batteries. They sell batteries in all different sizes, make and sell batteries in all different sizes. And you can go to their website and you can use my discount code. I don't want to talk too much about the discount code right now because Mike told me off the air that he's going to tell me about a new deal that we haven't heard about yet. So I don't know what the discount code is. I don't know what the deal is, but I know it's something, and I know it'll give you a chance to save a bunch on flashlights, headlamps, lanterns, and batteries from Intervine.com. So definitely keep it here for that. Also, State Rep Nick Schroer is going to join us a little bit later on in the hour. Nick is going to give us an update on what I call the Aaron Tarlow Amendment. It's an issue that we talked about on this show many times regarding medical marijuana and its implementation into the state of Missouri and its effect on your gun rights, effect on gun laws. If you get prescribed medical marijuana by your doctor, which is legal in the state of Missouri, but it's illegal federally, if you have that prescription from your doctor but then still attempt to go and purchase a firearm, technically right now you would fail the background test and you wouldn't be able to get that firearm to defend yourself. And Nick Schroer, among other lawmakers, are working on ways to fix that. There's also some red flag laws that have been presented in the state legislature this year that would allow people to make those claims on you that they believe that you have a gun and that you're dangerous. And without your knowledge, the police show up at your door. And just based on that one complaint, they can take away your guns, and then you have to go to court and prove that you weren't doing anything wrong and that you shouldn't have your guns taken away. And you have to go through the whole process of basically proving your innocence. It's backwards. It's not innocent until proven guilty. It's somebody said you were guilty, so now you have to prove that you're innocent. We know that those type of laws have been filed this year in the Missouri legislature. So we are going to talk to Nick Schroer about that as well. There's some other gun laws on the books this year, too. I know that they were taking up the idea of gun-free zones in the Missouri legislature this year. Lots of firearm-related, lots of gun right bills going through the Missouri House this year. here, and Nick Schroer will be able to give us an update on all of that. So don't go anywhere. Before we get into the full swing of things here, Aaron's not here, so I want to be the one that reminds you that you need to get your butt out to Southern Armory. Southern Armory is at 9901 Watson Road. They are, of course, the place to go if you are looking to buy firearms or other home defense items, for example, pepper spray or tasers, or stun guns, all of that they have out at Southern Armory. And of course, Aaron teaches classes every month. You can take your CCW classes. You can take your defensive pistol classes. And Southern Armory is just the place to go for all of that stuff. They have the firearm simulator, which is a really cool way to get yourself some training and have a little bit of fun while you're doing it. Southern Armory has you covered on all that stuff. And if you go to their website, let's do it. SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
Chad is still here. See, we got the double website instead of the triple website since Aaron isn't here. But go to their website, SouthernArmory.com, and you can sign up for their email list, and you can check out some of the deals that they have going on right now. I think there's specials right now on those CCW classes and defensive pistol classes. Of course, you can also buy used firearms from Southern Armory, or if you have a used firearm that you're looking to trade in and trade up or just looking to sell, Southern Armory is the place to do that as well. So again, 9901 Watson Road, or just go to SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
That's right. And you can learn about all those specials happening and everything that you can do out there at Southern Armory. Also want to remind folks, if you would like to listen to this show again, or if you ever miss an episode of Second Amendment Radio, you can go to our website, 971talk.com, click on podcasts, and right there you'll see all the shows here on the station, and you'll be able to listen to and or download the podcast for free right off the website, or even better, in my opinion, the radio.com app. Download it for free on your phone, radio.com app, and again, favorite the radio station, and you have 24-hour access to the stream of the radio station, so you can listen to the station anywhere you are, and you can once again just click on podcasts, and you'll see all the shows here on the station. Mark Cox, Dave Glover, Annie Fry, and of course, this one, Second Amendment Radio, and you are able to just, with a tap of your finger, listen to any episode of the show, download any podcast of this show or any other show on the station, and again, it's all absolutely free. It's so easy. It's so cool. It's great stuff. So we're going to have this very, you know, hopefully informational discussion with Nick Schroer here in just a few minutes. And you may want to go back and listen to that again. You may want to go back and get caught up on what is happening with all of these gun bills and gun laws happening in the Missouri legislature this year. And you can do it just by downloading the radio.com app absolutely free, and take Second Amendment Radio and all the other shows here on the station with you everywhere you go. Another great way to interact with the show and the station is through our social media. I'm on Twitter at TonyColombo971, and then we have the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page, and of course the Southern Armory Facebook page, two great places to go if you want to ask us questions. When Aaron is here, that is a big part of this show. I ask him a lot of questions that are submitted by you guys, either that I get on Twitter or that we get through those Facebook pages. And it's just a great way to interact with the show, get your questions answered. In fact, we answer a lot of them on the air, but Aaron answers even more of them just in person because he is checking those Facebook pages especially all the time and putting up great information for you on those Facebook pages as well. Gun laws, gun stories that are happening both locally and nationally. Another great way to just keep yourself educated on everything that's happening on a local and federal level as far as gun stories and gun laws and things that are happening that could affect your Second Amendment rights. So again, that's on Facebook at Second Amendment Radio or Southern Armory. Go and check those guys out. And again, you can follow me on Twitter at TonyColombo971. Do you have a Twitter? We never promote you. Do you want to?
I don't.
You don't? You don't have one, or you don't have a public one that you're ready to share?
So I don't have one that's public and I'm ready to share.
I understand.
But I'm probably going to whip one up. So
Yeah. We're about ready to take Chad big time. We're going to go.
Big time. Big time.
Is our gun, you know what, since Aaron's not here, let me ask you a question. What are the exact laws having to deal with? No, I'm kidding. How old are you?
I'm 26.
26. Are gun rights and gun laws as important to the people in your life, your friends, your age group, as it is to, you know, a lot of the listeners of this station, a lot of people that, you know, Aaron and I talk to, particularly Aaron talks to all the time out at Southern Armory? Is it something, or is it like our guns? You know, I don't want to like paint you in the millennial corner, but you know, like is it one of those things that people are generally sort of against in your age group?
Well, I like guns.
Yeah, sure.
They're pretty cool. Like, of course, like in the community, there's more of a need to know that I feel like there's a spot where it's lacking, but. Quite honestly, you know, I feel like millennials just like, we don't really need guns.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's like a UK thing.
Right.
But honestly, guns aren't bad. It's just like, it's like the mindset when you have them, like they're for protection.
Right.
Like, and that's literally it. So,
Yeah, but it's not something that I, at least that I come across, it's not something that's very high on the priority list for a lot of younger people as far as like protection, like Second Amendment protections. Like it's kind of low on the list of things that
definitely,
you know, that people are worried about, like, or working on.
Honestly, working on this show gave me a lot more intel on like red flag laws. Like, what is that?
Right.
At first. And then like just different gun laws and like magazine laws and stuff like that. So I didn't know.
Yeah.
So it was definitely enlightening.
Because it's not something you guys are talking about. It's not something that you guys are worried about.
We're talking about
other things.
Other things. Especially in politics, like guns are at the bottom of the list.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. No, that's good to know, and that's important stuff. And hopefully we're not, you know, hopefully this show and others have broken through to a certain extent to some younger people or older people that never had you know, that much of a concern with the Second Amendment or their rights as far as the Second Amendment is concerned. And hopefully we have been able to educate and enlighten and, you know, open some eyes to that sort of stuff. Even if you don't like it, at least maybe we're sparking a debate, and that's a good thing.
Definitely think we have. Downloads have definitely been up.
Yeah,
so
for sure. And yeah, keep those coming. Again, real easy to just go to the website, 971talk.com, or like I said, even better, the radio.com app. Go there, check them out, and download these podcasts for free, and I think you'll learn a lot, and I think you'll be, you know, you'll get caught up on a lot of great information. Exactly what we are going to get from State Rep. Nick Schroer here in just a few minutes. We're going to check in with him, and coming up next, we are going to talk to Mike McCleary from Intervine, so don't go anywhere. It is Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Could be life and, you know, in life and death situations for maybe somebody in the general public or themselves. And like literally, you know, every piece of their equipment, it affects how well they are and their life. Really, I mean, that's not an exaggeration. So for your products to be used by so many first responders has got to feel good. Was that kind of was that one of the goals that you set out to accomplish?
Yeah, it absolutely was. You know, we my brother lives over in Smithton, Illinois, and he actually has several friends who are police officers over there. And one of them was a part of the SWAT team in St. Clair County. And so we went to them and wanted them to test it out and tell us what they didn't like about our first iteration of it. And, you know, we thought we had it right, but I'll be the first to admit, I always think I have things right, and I usually don't. So he gave us a few suggestions. We made them. And then it became what I like to think of as the perfect tool for anyone as a first responder. And, you know, and I have a funny story, not a funny, it's a really cool story to tell you.
Yeah.
Last year, I have an office over in Clayton as well. And last year there was some protesting going on, and came out of my office one day and our building was surrounded by the Clayton police. And it wasn't that, you know, they were, you know, nothing scary was going on. They were there to protect us. just to make sure that, you know, if anything got out of hand, that those of us working in our office could feel safe doing so.
Sure.
And I'll tell you what, it was the best feeling to walk outside, see them at the front of the door, the back door, incredibly polite. And then when I got to talking to them and, you know, thank them for their, what they do for us, give them all a free flashlight. I'm like, you know what? It's the tiniest thing I can do for someone who's putting their life on the line. And at that point in time, that's what they were doing. If something should have happened, went south, they were there to protect me, and not many people in the world are willing to do that.
Well, every time I talk about Intervine, you know, customer service is one of the big things that we talk about and harp on. And, you know, the 5-year guarantee that you have on all your products and the 4.9 out of 5 rating that you guys hold on Amazon, it just, I think, illustrates your dedication to customer service. Why is it so important to you? Because you can have a very successful business and not, you know, go over the top with making sure that your customers are taken care of. Why is it so important to you guys?
Well, you know, so we already covered one thing with, you know, people put their lives on the line. They need to have a piece, you know, of equipment they can count on. The second thing is just your average, you know, people like me, family members, when you order something and you get it, and let's imagine that 98 out of 100 products arrive perfectly fine. But if you're one of those one or two people, you get something and it's not working, it doesn't matter that 98 people out there that you don't know had a great experience. To you, the product you got isn't working. You paid really good, hard money for it,
yeah,
and you're disappointed. And those two people, I still get, you know, stomach pains thinking about them. I know what that's like.
Right.
And I don't want that to happen. And if it does, I want to make it right away.
Yeah, that's great stuff. I love that. I mean, it, you know, local, family-owned business that is so focused on taking care of their customers is exactly the kind of company that I love to talk about. So you sort of teased off the air when we were talking that there's a new possible special coming your customers' way or potential customers' way. We've been promoting a 20% off deal for the last month or so, and you alluded to maybe something changing. Can we go ahead and unveil whatever this new special could be?
Yeah, sure. So I can tell everyone, Tony doesn't know about this yet.
No, I don't. I really don't. So I'm as excited to hear this as anybody else.
This month has been brutally cold during most of it. And I'll tell you what, like, I don't know about everyone else out there, but this, you know, the gray skies, the cold weather, the ice on the roads, it affects me. It affects, you know, my spirits so much, you know. I think it's called, what, SAD, seasonal affective disorder. Fully admit it, I have that and probably about a dozen other disorders, but let's focus on this one. You know, it's February, and I want to start thinking about what I'm going to do when the weather starts getting nice. And so I want everyone out there to have the chance to start picking up some camping equipment, some outdoor gear, maybe a headlamp when the weather starts getting good. And so we're going to run a special promotion all of February. There's 28 days this year. I wish it was leap year because I'd make this 29. But we're going to give 28% off for every single product.
Nice. Nice. That is awesome. And then, so we were talking about flashlights, lanterns, headlamps. But there's a couple other things that you guys offer too. The batteries, I know, is a big deal. I assume that the 28% is across the board for all Intervine products. I hope I'm not getting that wrong because that's I know what the last deal was. So tell folks when they do go to your website or they shop for Intervine products on Amazon, what are all the options and what can everybody take advantage of this 20% off? What are the items that they can get?
Yeah, so it's going to be everything in our store. We're not going to exclude anything for this. It'll be all of our flashlights, all of our lanterns, all of our headlamps, and it even covers our batteries. And our batteries are already some of the lowest priced and longest lasting you'll find out there.
Yeah.
This is going to save, you know, between a quarter and a third off what you're getting. And we make it real easy, Tony, for people to buy. We know some people want to buy on Amazon, so that we're going to give them a code there. They just, in order to get a direct link to go to Amazon, have this 28% off automatically added, you just go to intervine.com/Tony, T-O-N-Y, and that will take you to Amazon to our special page. It's only for listeners of your shows, Tony, and it'll apply that discount.
That's amazing.
Now, if you want to go to our own website and buy it, then go to intervine.com, pick out whatever products you want. And then when you're checking out, put in the discount code of Tony, T-O-N-Y. And then that'll also give them 28% out on our 28% off on our own store as well. You know, we give people all kinds of options.
That's awesome. That is great stuff. And you know what? The batteries, I was talking about the batteries immediately after Christmas. You know, a lot of people, myself included, have kids at home, and all the toys require batteries. We have, you know, a remote for a TV in every single room in the house that all need batteries. And I, you know, it's one of my sort of OCD tendencies that batteries are one of the things that I hate to be without. I hate when I need a battery, you know, a remote is dying or something like that, and I go to the drawer and there's no batteries in there. It makes me crazy. So I always have like way too many battery. Like if I get down to the last, you know, 30 batteries, I'm like, I gotta go to the store and buy batteries. So to take advantage of this, to get the batteries that you said, like you said, are already at regular price, some of the lower costing but higher value, longest lasting batteries out there, and then add that 28% discount onto it for no other reason, just go stock up on batteries. What different sizes do you guys offer on the website?
Yeah, we offer all the ones you can need, D size, C, AA, and AAA. And we also sell the 18650. That's the lithium iron rechargeable batteries that are used in our flashlights and in our rechargeable lanterns as well. So any battery you want, we sell them in bulk packs. I think you can get the 40 of the AAAs, 24 of the AAs, and even the C's and D's of a lot of sizes. So when you get them, you get a great price, and you get a whole box of completely fresh, brand-new batteries that'll last you 10 years. Like, these things can store for 10 years, and you pick them up here in 2029, and you'll be good to go.
That's amazing. And it would be the 18650s that made Aaron Tarlow ears perk up. Like, you're talking about, hey, AAs, AAAs. I'm like, yeah, I know what all those things are. 18650s. I'm like, I don't know what that is. And Aaron was like, oh, yeah, that's nice.
Everything I have runs on lithium, you know. Normally, I use the CR123 lithium.
Okay, all right. So I don't even know what that is. But, yeah, Mike's got you covered. You know what an 18650 is, Chad?
Not at all.
I don't either. Are those little tiny round ones?
What are you talking about? These are the longer ones, actually. Yeah, they kind of look like a AA battery.
Okay, gotcha.
These things are awesome. Yeah, these, but you can recharge them up to, 500 times.
Wow. Awesome. Wow, that's amazing. Oh, okay. So, we're kind of running out of time here, but that does remind me of one of the best features, or one of my favorite features, at least, of most Intervine products. The battery is the battery that you have the option. You have that rechargeable battery that comes with the flashlight that probably, in all honesty, is the best one to use. It's going to probably give you the most power for your flashlight. But if for some reason you lose that battery, or that battery is dead and you don't have the backup recharge, or you don't have that one charged, Intervine flashlights come with the option of swapping out the cartridge that has regular batteries, or you can use the rechargeable battery. So you're not beholden to one or the other. I just think that's one of the great options that you guys offer. Could you also talk about, before we go, we just have a couple minutes left, but some of the technology that you guys take advantage of in many of your products, like, you know, charging ports on the lanterns and the LED lights that you can literally wrap around things to give people more 360 coverage. Talk about some of those really cool technological advances that you guys are sort of on the cutting edge of when it comes to flashlights, lanterns, headlamps, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. We're always thinking, how can we do two things? How can we make a light brighter, and how can we make it last longer? Mm-hmm. And so it's last summer, we introduced the Internova 800 lantern, which actually put LEDs on a strip. And there's three strips in that lantern, and it's awesome. It actually, you know, kind of shoots in a kind of like a triangle all the way around the room. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after that, we said, you know what, if we can put it on a strip, we can put it in a circle. And so then we launched Internova 1000, which is even brighter. And that little LED wraps in a complete circle inside of it. So you get 360-degree lighting. It's unlike any other LED lighting that you see out there. But you can take the thing to a campsite, you know, turn it on. It's going to last for hours and hours, and it's going to shine light all over your campsite in every single direction. And it's one of the coolest LED technologies that you'll see today.
That stuff is amazing. When you were telling me about being able to take light bulbs, essentially, and I mean, you know, the LED version, and wrap them around something, that's just incredible technology. And for you guys to always be looking out for that type of technology and how you can take advantage of it, I think it's just one more reason why Intervine products are the absolute best to go and get. So, Mike, before we let you go, one more time, give out that website. Tell us about the February deal, and so everybody can make sure that they get out there and get their stuff. Like you said, it's February now, and even though I don't think we're out of the woods yet as far as cold weather is concerned, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and it won't be long before we can start getting outside again and hopefully taking advantage of some camping and outdoors stuff and using the Intervine flashlights. So one more time, just all the details on the website and the February deal.
Yeah, so this entire month, there's 28 days in February. We're going to give everyone 28% off every single product, doesn't matter what it is. You can do that either way. You can either, if you like shopping on Amazon, we love Amazon shoppers, you can get our direct link to our private promotion page on Amazon by going to intervine.com, that's intervine.com/Tony, T-O-N-Y. That'll actually redirect you to the right page on Amazon. Automatically, you'll get that discount. Or if you want to shop on our website, we love doing that too. It's just go to intervine.com and then pick out any product you want. Pick out one, pick out 10, pick out 100. I'd love if you do that. And then use Tony in the discount code, T-O-N-Y, and that'll give you 28% off as well.
I love it. Great stuff, Mike. Always great to talk with you. Thanks for everything that you do for this show and this radio station. And I hope to talk to you again soon. Hopefully next time we talk, we are not in an abbreviated warm-up. We are in a true warm-up, and we can talk more about what we're doing with our flashlights and getting outside and hopefully doing some camping and things like that. So thanks again for joining us today, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, guys. I'll take care, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, you bet. That is Mike McCleary. Him and his brother started Intervine. Again, that website, intervine.com, intervine.com. Go and take advantage of that 20% off everything deal in the month of February. Right now, we need to take a quick break. When we get back, we have some questions. We've had some questions stacking up recently.
And I've got some articles, too.
And we've got articles to talk about. And
it's going to be a good rush to the show.
That's right. So don't go anywhere. It's Second Amendment Radio and FM News Talk 97.1. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio, FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here. My partner, Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, is on assignment this week, but he will be back next week with his stories from the road as he is somewhere in a dark corner of this country solving mysteries and fighting crime, because that's what Aaron Tarlow does. Chad Ellis, producer, and myself in studio, and we are joined now on the phone by Missouri State Representative Nick Schroer, big friend of the show, and it's great to talk to you again, Representative Schroer. How are you?
I am great, especially with that Temple of the Dog playing. Love it.
Yeah, right? That's good stuff. Yeah, Chad does a great job picking good music.
I know. Every week. I know. I'm impressed.
Yeah, it is. It's good stuff. Just want to, before we get going here, I want to remind folks, if you want to hear this interview that we're about to do again, or if you want to go back and listen to Mike McCleary, who we just talked to from Intervine, or anything else on this fine program, always you can go to our website, 971talk.com, click on podcasts. You can download and listen to podcasts right there for free. Or even better, download the radio.com app to your device. And radio.com app is absolutely free. Favorite the radio station. You can stream it through the app, and you can have access to all of the shows here on the station anytime you want for free. All the podcasts are right there. So if you miss anything, go get that radio.com app, and you can get caught up. Representative Schroer, you got a lot going on. I have called you Newsmaker Nick. You have been on the cover of the Post-Dispatch. I know you've been working hard this legislative session. First of all, let's before we get into some of the gun stuff, talk about what you have been sort of literally making, you know, like frontline news for. What has been the biggest situation you've been sort of fighting for there in the Capitol?
Well, as a millennial, definitely know what the term doxing means, but for those that don't, that's kind of using somebody's personal information, obtaining their personal information, leaking it out on the internet, and trying to harass somebody for their personal beliefs, political beliefs. And we've seen a little bit of that even before the Kavanaugh hearings. And here lately, since Amendment 1 passed, where legislators are now subject to the Sunshine Law, we don't have exceptions, even though there are exceptions in there to redact certain information like the Social Security numbers. All attorneys, even the Missouri bar, has indicated that we can't use those exceptions because we are to be defined as little mini local governments, each for each of our districts. And we've seen many papers around this area, one big paper included, that is actually publishing people's names, their emails, in their comments, and even the cities that they live in. Within their paper, they're trying to get this information to use it to buy, to get more buys and more clicks of their paper. So what I'm trying to do is protect that information while at the same time promoting transparent government, protecting that information like the names, emails, yeah, political beliefs, and even surveys. I send out surveys so I can actually know how to vote because of what my district wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, until we act to protect that information, marketers, electioneering people can gain access to that. Even the media can gain access to that and distribute it to where people are being harassed for their political beliefs. If they're pro-life, pro-gun, if they're listening to the show right now and they've emailed their legislator, that information is probably going to get leaked out and used against you unless we act.
Wow. See, and I'm glad this is exactly why it's good to talk with you and get the full story because, correct me if I'm wrong, but at least what I've read, people that are your opponents on this issue are saying that, well, this is just a way that lawmakers can hold secret meetings and not have to tell people what they talked about. And it's so much more than that, right?
Right, exactly. I firmly believe that the reason that they're trying to fight this is that they can actually gain access to that information, whether they're going to dox an individual, whether they're going to use it for electioneering purposes to figure out who are the Republicans, who are the Democrats, how are they going to take the party back or in the political system back. But no, it's not covering the ability to hide public meetings. All those parts are still in there. What this would do is protect the communications from our constituents from getting out to the public, to third parties, to individuals that want to harass people because of their political beliefs. And this is a situation where I actually spoke with the opposite party. And since December, I've been trying to work with the attorneys downstairs in the House Research to figure out how we can address this while still promoting a transparent form of government. And the other side, the Democrat Party, has not even come forward one time on an amendment or language that they would like to see. And then the other day we had a gentleman offer an amendment which would only protect Social Security numbers, phone numbers, and that's it, which would still not have prevented the local newspaper in St. Louis from posting people's names, their emails, and the contents of their emails and using that for whatever purpose they want, including doxing.
Right. Do you think that they want to be able to have that information that people can make money off it, selling it to marketers? Like, it seems like something that everybody should get behind, protecting
right.
constituents' private information and communications. What is their biggest argument? Is it just that they, like what I said, they are trying to paint this as a you just want to have secret government meetings and not have to tell people what you're talking about? I mean, is that their biggest argument?
Basically, they're trying to make it seem like we're trying to hide and get rid of the Sunshine Law altogether, which we're not. We're just trying to protect, since now legislators are part of it, which have never been since the 70s. We're trying to protect our constituents' private communications. And I think that, yeah, they're going to use that data. They're going to benefit from that data, your private data. And I don't think that they should have access to it. So the best thing that they're good at is scare tactics. And mm-hmm. It's the party of Chicken Little, once again, where the sky is falling. They have no idea how to fix this. But there's a big problem. And guess what? There is no big problem. Right. The big problem is something that we're trying to fix, the Republicans are trying to fix, and that's your private information, your private data. When somebody sunshines all of the emails, mm-hmm. We have to send all that. We can't redact anything. And if we do, guess what? We can get sued.
Right.
And who's paying that? The attorneys working for the House would represent us, and that's coming off the taxpayer dime.
Right. How goes the fight? Like, are you winning? When will the decision be made? When will we have a resolution to all this?
Well, it's going over to the Senate right now. I amended this onto a Senate bill, and like I said before, I'm willing to work with the other party if they have a better way of doing this. It's going over to the Senate, and hopefully we'll be able to protect this private information going forward. Continue the scare tactics. The Democrat Party is just going to bicker and whine without offering any form of solution. But, you know, at this point in time, we're just going to have to keep putting the pressure on them to do what's right, and that's protect our constituents.
Well, we will continue to obviously keep an eye on that with you. And when we do get a resolution, keep us posted and let us know. I know we only have a couple minutes to go with State Rep Nick Schroer. Have you guys had a chance to address any of the gun laws? I know you guys have been, you know, going through all these bills and there's still a lot more work to do. But we've talked about red flag laws. We've talked about the marijuana issue. We've talked about gun-free zones. Has the Missouri legislature had a chance to touch on any of those bills yet? And if not, do you think it's something that we will be getting some news on in the near future?
Yeah, that's something that I believe the gun bill, some of them at least, I don't know if the red flag ones, but some of them got referred this week. So hopefully within the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a hearing on that. And that's something else that, and I know a lot of your guests have indicated that they're very much against, as am I, of these red flag laws. But that's something to keep informing your legislators, your elected officials of your positions.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can count on me because that's going to come through my committee. Mm-hmm. You can count on me to put an end to that.
Very good. That is State Rep Nick Schroer. If people want to follow you on social media or keep up with, you know, you have websites, social media, anything that people can keep up with you at.
Yeah, the easiest way is my website, Nick4Rep, all spelled out, Nick4Rep.com. And you can get to my Twitter at Nick B. Schroer. Thank you for having me on again.
Yeah, you bet. Great stuff as always. Good luck, and we will talk to you soon.
I'll see you guys. Thank you. All right.
All right, yeah, always good to hear from State Rep Nick Schroer. He's fighting a good fight, and we'll check back in with him again very soon and see where we are going on the progress of all of these issues that he is working on in the Missouri legislature. That is going to just about wrap it up for another edition of Second Amendment Radio. Want to quickly remind you just a couple things. Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory, he will be back. He's, of course, the co-host of this fine program. He should be back with us next week. Don't forget about Southern Armory for all of your firearm needs, all of your personal protection needs as well. It's not just guns and firearms out at Southern Armory. They also have pepper spray. They also have clothing. They also have tasers and stun guns and all the different things that you need to protect and defend yourself. 9901 Watson Road and SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
Chad's still here. I'm still here. So go and make sure that you go out there and you say hi to Aaron. Tell him you missed him this week and you're looking forward to hearing him back here next week. Also, while you are on the website, while you're on the internet, I should say, make sure you check out the Southern Armory Facebook page and the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page. Aaron does a great job of checking those pages very often. We get a lot of the questions that we answer here on the show off of both of those pages, and Aaron does a great job of answering questions just live on the fly and posting lots of great information for you guys happening, news stories, gun stories happening both nationally and locally. You can keep up on the Southern Armory Facebook page and Second Amendment Radio Facebook page. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at TonyColombo971 if you want to submit your questions for the show that way as well. And as I mentioned earlier, the podcast, if you want to go back and listen to today's show, or if you want to go back and listen to any of the programs here on the radio station and the interviews that we do on this show or any other, go to the website, 971talk.com, click on podcast. You'll see all the shows, and they are absolutely free right there. You can download the podcast for free. You can listen to them right off the website, and you can also download the radio.com app right on your phone. It is the coolest thing ever. You can listen to the radio station through the radio.com app, and you can also get all of the podcasts for all the shows on the station right there. Click of a button, tap of your finger, you can pull up Second Amendment Radio or any other show here, and you can go back and you can listen to that interview we just did with Nick Schroer, or you can listen to the interview we did with Mike McCleary from Intervine, and you can get all that information in case you missed anything or you just want to hear it again. That is going to do it for another edition of Second Amendment Radio. Please join us here this and every week at 3 o'clock. On FM News Talk 97.1, as we keep you up to date with all of the gun stories, Second Amendment issues, newsworthy things happening, laws being passed both federally and locally, and we've got you covered every week. So thanks for joining us this week. Looking forward to Aaron being back next week, and thanks again for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1.
Get more at 971talk.com.